Niall, your eighth world tournament, you're in a pretty exclusive group, I suppose, especially in Irish terms, Kevin and Porty, but do you still get that sense of excitement, adventure when you come on?
Definitely, yeah. Looking forward to this tournament probably more than many tournaments in the past. It's probably potentially my last tournament, so from that point of view, I really want to go out with a bang. And yeah, I've got a good bunch of lads in this team now. It's kind of changed, obviously, from my first tournament, but great to be back in India, especially. And it should be a good event, and we've got a good team, so we're pretty hopeful of qualifying and going far. So I'm excited.
I suppose you're at the veteran stage now. You say it could be your last, but you might be good for a few years yet.
You never know. I feel fit and well. I'm probably as fit as I've been in 2 or 3 years now. So looking forward to it. I'm enjoying my cricket. That's the most important thing. I'm enjoying being around the squad. I'm being pushed by a lot of younger lads. You know, all the senior players are constantly being pushed by these young whippersnappers. So keeping me on my toes, and you know, I'm enjoying my cricket both for Ireland and Leicestershire. And you know, that's, you know, I love playing cricket, and not many better places to play than India.
I suppose the fact that there's the potential for us to be playing Test cricket in a couple of years, is that at the back of your mind, keep going?
Yeah, it's a big carrot for me. It's been there all along since I was playing cricket with Kevin in the front garden, and I was pretending to be Alex Stewart or Brian Lara. So there's always a dream of playing Test cricket, and you know, often I'm a bit of an old romantic when it comes to cricket. I often have dreams of going to bed of playing Test cricket at Lord's. So hopefully that dream will become a reality. And you know, as you say, it's a few more years in me yet, so I'm fit and well, enjoying my cricket, I'm playing quite nicely. So no reason why I can't hang on in there and play. Hopefully get 100 at Lord's and get myself in the honours board.
And T20, is that a format you enjoy? You've had a lot of success opening the batting or at the top order with Northants and Leicestershire over the years in English counties in the T20.
Yeah, this I probably haven't done as well for Ireland as I would like. You know, my numbers wouldn't reflect you know, one of our better players, but I think I'm in a good place now. I've got a lot more experience now. Last season went very well for me, batting at number 4 or 5 for our Leicestershire, so it looks like that's the kind of role I'm going to kind of deploy for Ireland during this tournament. So I'm happy with that, and we've got some good players in front of me. We've got some good players behind me. So it's a little bit like the last World Cup in Australia, just go out and play with no fear. That was a big thing for us, go out and play our shots, you know, give ourselves the best chance, and try and execute and express ourselves. So that's what T20 is all about, and I look forward to doing that.
This Irish squad, how does it compare to squads of years gone by? We had some guys a few years ago who would have enjoyed this format, but I suppose they retired by the time it came around.
Yeah, it's a different ball game now, really, with the new Irish setup. Yeah, it's very, very professional, I suppose. When we look back to 2007, you were there yourself. It was a good old crack we had in the Caribbean. Probably a little bit of that has gone. You know, a little bit of the fun element has gone. You know, off the pitch, but on the pitch we're playing some good stuff. It's, you know, everything's taken care of. You know, Cricket Ireland done a good job to get us all contracted and everyone fit and well, healthy and playing to a good standard. Got a lot of good coaches, got a lot of good support staff. So, you know, long gone are the days we're just kind of turn up and see what happens. We're here to compete and win matches, and you know, I've no doubt we can do so.
As you say that, I mean, it's incredible, 9 years, that just the whole atmosphere around the thing has changed, how professional we have become. I mean, I suppose in those days we were basically semi-professional amateurs. There were only 2 or 3 full time, but we're full member set up more or less, aren't we now?
Yeah, listen, I think it's very different, obviously, both in a good, sometimes in a good way and a bad way. I think, you know, the most important thing we do is we enjoy playing cricket, we enjoy touring, we enjoy, you know, getting to know the locals and the local people and culture. I think that's really important. You do, everywhere I've gone around the world, I've always tried to kind of engage with the people. So I think it's important not just to get yourself in this little cocoon of cricket, remember why you played the game in the first place, is to enjoy it growing up as a kid. And you know, if you do that and enjoy and give your best, more times than not you'll come out on top.
I suppose there's no better place than India. I mean, it's just incredible passion for the game here. Everyone's an expert. Everyone, especially I suppose yourself and Kevin, are the most recognisable of the squad. But everywhere you go, they just want to talk about cricket.
Yeah, probably like a decent face over here, I suppose, but not this morning in the gym. The gym instructor told me how well I batted against Hong Kong getting 82, so not as recognisable as some might think, but no, it is a great place to come play. I do enjoy India. I've been there 4 or 5 times now, and it's always good to come back and get a warm welcome.
And just maybe a final word, Leicester City, top of the Premiership, can they go on and win it?
I think so, yeah. I think it's 9 games to go. I've been to the King Power a couple of times this year. It's fantastic place to be around at the moment. The whole city's buzzing, and it's kind of hopefully going to rub off in the cricket. The cricket's had a lot of good improvements over the winter. and the grounds, you know, come up with floodlights, etc. So the whole city's buzzing. It's a great city of sport, and you know, hopefully the Foxes can win the league. Unfortunately, my beloved Everton aren't going to get there. So Leicester are my second team, so I'm hoping they're going to do it.
And best of luck for this tournament.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.